Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we are coming to you live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every single day. It's the Ken Carmen Show on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Send the tweets, send them hot, at Ken Carmen, C-A-R-M-A-N. A lot to get to tonight. I'm going to make this very clear and very simple. Let me just boil it down, because I'll tell Tennessee and I'll tell Tennessee fans that, hey, you know, of top five programs, I always liked Tennessee's always been one of them. That's not going to matter here in about 10 seconds. But let me ask a Tennessee fan this. Let me boil it down to the simplest thing that I can, and then we'll get moving on with the rest of it. Now, you're telling me that Greg Schiano covered up child rape. Is what you're telling me here. I mean, let's call it what it is. So you're telling me that Greg Schiano covered it up. According to Mike McQuarrie, in a 2016 Philadelphia court releasing in a document, Mike McQuarrie was saying in testimony that he had saw Greg Schiano came in saying, quote, I can't remember if it was one night or one morning, but Greg had come into his office as white as a ghost and said that he just saw Jerry doing something to a boy in the shower, and that's it. That's all he ever told me. That's on New York Times. That's on Boston Globe. That's on Philadelphia Inquirer. Hell, that's on Wikipedia. Okay, so we'll just put that out there for everybody to see. So let me get this quote in here. Okay, for all you tuned up Tennessee fans, here we go. Mike McQuarrie, only that he had, dash, I can't remember if it was one night or one morning, dash, but that Greg had come into his office white as a ghost and said he just saw Jerry doing something to a boy in the shower, and that's it. That's all he ever told me. End quote. Greg Schiano has denied this ever since. Now, let me just put this here, okay? I don't know if Greg Schiano covered it up or if he didn't cover it up. He swears up and down that he didn't cover it up, that this never occurred. He says that he never had knowledge of this. He's never been asked about this in a court of law. Okay? So, it comes down to this. Greg Schiano, if you're that outraged, if you're one of the people who are outraged, Greg Schiano covered up child sex abuse. Okay? He knew about it. He covered it up. Urban Meyer was asked about that in 2016. Urban Meyer vouched for his defensive coordinator's integrity, said that he was a man of integrity, said that those allegations were untrue, and that he stood by his coach. Said he didn't know anything about it and stood by his coach. I want to know this, and I know I'm not going to get the absolute truth from a lot of you, and that's okay. I know how college football works, but here it goes. Urban Meyer, if this is true, then Urban Meyer covered up for the guy who covered up for the child sex abuse. I want to know how many of those who are quote-unquote outraged, I want to know how many of those folks would be protesting and going to Twitter and going crazy, say, oh, I don't know, if Urban Meyer had a change of heart after this football season and decided, well, you know what, I think I'm done here at Ohio State. I've done everything I can do, and now I think I'd like to build another program. And I'll tell you what, Tennessee, boy, it's Tennessee, old Rocky Top's falling on hard times, Daddy. I think it's time to go down to Tennessee and rebuild that program. Give myself a real challenge. Get back in the SEC. Face Nick Saban. I want to know how many of these people who are outraged would still be outraged. See, that's my point. I think that we do, and we do this in college football, and Tennessee isn't the only one. Tennessee's the latest one, where you have fan bases that will cloak themselves in convenient hypocrisy to either attack an opponent or to get something that they want done as a means to an end. Because I'll tell you what, when this news broke this morning, and Stu could help me out, when this news broke this morning, oh, I would say it was before noon East. There was a lot of people, they were upset about it, but I didn't see anything about the Jerry Sandusky stuff when Greg Schiano was at Penn State. I didn't see any of that. I saw Greg Schiano was bad as an NFL head coach. They didn't want any assistant coach. They didn't want Urban Meyer's assistant coach. They wanted some young, exciting, new head coach, one of the big names that were out there, and they were mad because they weren't going to get one. I heard that he had a bad record at Rutgers when he was 68 and 67. He was only 68 and 67, Ken. You know, they were at Rutgers, and they're in the Big East, so automatically it just takes away everything as a head coach. I just, again, up until about 6 p.m. Eastern, you see, I didn't see any of this stuff about people being so upset about child sex abuse. Again, I know that there are a very loud, and rightfully so, vocal minority of people who are seriously upset about Greg Schiano and seriously upset about the Penn State child sex abuse scandal. I know that there are some people like that, but I don't know if there's that many people who are like that. I think some people, they didn't want to face the truth about Tennessee football, and they had to face the truth today about Tennessee, and they didn't like it. That Tennessee makes boatloads of money, that Tennessee has a great big stadium, and Tennessee does have a rich tradition, and Tennessee plays in the SEC, and at one time was great rivals with Alabama and with Florida and with Georgia, and fought for national championships every single year, and it's been damn well over a decade since they've done that. And they didn't want to admit to themselves today that John Gruden ain't walking through that door. They didn't want to admit to themselves today that Chip Kelly wouldn't think twice about you. They didn't want to admit to themselves today that Scott Frost wouldn't think about you, or Matt Campbell wouldn't think about you, or Manny Diaz, or any one of these guys at first blush wasn't thinking about you. It's a harsh truth for a Tennessee fan. And that sucks. That really sucks. It sucks that you go from being a powerhouse year in and year out with Phil Fulmer. It sucks that you have a guy like Butch Jones who goes in there who's one of those hot commodities as a head coach. Can't get the job done. He recruited well. According to Rivals and everybody else, boy, he recruited well. But boy, it sucks that you couldn't do what you wanted to do. And I don't know if Greg Schiano did it or didn't know. Okay, I don't know. That's between him and Mike McQuarrie and a handful of people at Penn State and a handful of people who were abused at Penn State who were boys at that time, and it's absolutely a disgusting and heinous act. This is not a defense. If Greg Schiano knew, this is by far not a defense of Greg Schiano. Okay? This is no defense of him. This is an attack on hypocrisy. This is an attack on hypocrisy as a college football program, as a college football fan base. This is an attack on college football and our fans in general. I have college football fans who are finding something that's disgusting, and they're finding a convenient stance on that because they're upset because they were told John Gruden, they let themselves believe John Gruden was coming to town. John Gruden ain't coming to town. John Gruden's never coming to town. John Gruden likes to be wanted. That's what John Gruden likes. That's what guys like that want. Okay? John Gruden's not coming back. I hate to tell you that, and I know it's a very far fall, and that's horrible that you go from John Gruden to Greg Schiano. I know that. But in these terms, this is about where it's at. Okay, maybe you get a Mike Norvell, Craig Bowles a little bit old. Brent Venables, does he get you excited? He's the defensive coordinator at Clemson. South, ACC, I'm sure he recruits good defenses. First time head coach, though. Major program. I don't know. And I honestly want to know. I'm not going to get an honest answer. But I honestly want to know. If Urban Meyer, the guy who covered for the quote-unquote guy who covered up for the abuser of children, if the guy who covered up for the guy who covered up for the abuser of children, if he all of a sudden he decided that he was done at Ohio State and wanted to come to Tennessee, how many people would be standing outside the house of the athletic director right now and would be upset. Huh? How many people be outside of John Curry's house yelling? I want to know. You really be that upset? Just like people were that upset that they fought for Art Briles to keep his job at Baylor? We're talking about rape at Baylor. People were talking about bringing in Art Briles. Hell, the Browns brought in Art Briles as a special consultant. I mean, how many more pieces of evidence do we need? Those are actual pieces of evidence. Do we really need? How many more testimonies do we need that Art Briles was a scumbag? How many more do we need? And that's actual testimony, actual truth. Now, there is a testimony here with what's happened with Greg Schiano. Greg Schiano denies it. They've not pressed him further. So I really want to know. There's probably some people who are really upset. I think some people are just really more upset that they're college football fans of a major college football program, once proud major college football program, and they don't like being told that they aren't on the same level as Florida, that they aren't on the same level as maybe Texas A&M, that if it does happen and Jimbo Fisher does leave Florida State, you're not on the same level as Florida State. I think it bothers a lot of them. I think it's a very upsetting thing. I think it's very inconvenient to them. I think it's something that it bothers them to their very soul, and they find something that's a very convenient thing, because who is going to defend those who are defending child sex abuse? Hell no, you can't do that. That's disgusting. Nobody should ever do that. Save your political takes. So you hear this about Greg Schiano when most people, I bet, didn't even know. You say this about Greg Schiano and you say, man, we can get him out of here. Now you got him out of there. All right, well, where's your next move? Going to really be John Gruden? You really think that? Okay. All right, I'm just making sure. Because from a football standpoint, Greg Schiano, that's about as good as you're going to get. Greg Schiano built at Rutgers. Rutgers sucked before Greg Schiano took over. I cannot make that more abundantly clear than I could. Rutgers was a horrific college football program, quite possibly one of the worst that ever existed and one of the oldest. They were a horrific college football program when Greg Schiano got to them, and he actually made them a decent college football program. At one point, you know, they beat Texas in a bowl game and were 11-2. Okay, you lost to Vanderbilt over the weekend. That's where you're at right now. Okay? You know, at one point, Greg Schiano was 1-11 with Rutgers and 2-9 with Rutgers, and things didn't look too very good. And it then got them to 11-2 in 2006 and second in the Big East, and they beat Texas in a bowl game, which was basically the 2006 Texas, I think they won the Texas Bowl against Kansas State. There we go. They won in the 2006 Texas Bowl against Kansas State. So they won a bowl game. They won five bowl games underneath Greg Schiano. Okay, back in 2006, but you're upset because what? Greg Schiano, and before all this child sex abuse stuff, you're upset because Greg Schiano what? Because he failed at Tampa Bay? Because he was the coach at Rutgers, because you guys fired Butch Jones, and you thought that you were going to get who you thought you were going to get, John Gruden. You really did? That's what you thought you were going to get? You were getting that. You're not getting good coach. You're not getting the best of the best anymore. Okay? Because for 10 years, for over a decade, people have been telling you that it's hard to recruit there, even though Butch Jones did a good job to recruit there, that it's hard to coach there, that the expectations are too high. And you've had a atmosphere of, and I know your fans and God help you, but you've had an atmosphere of overwhelming negativity where the pressure, you could cut the pressure with the knife, not to beat some of your greatest historic rivals. That's when you're playing big time college football and you're playing some of the biggest historic rivals out there, there's always going to be pressure. There's pressure on Auburn to beat Alabama yesterday. There's pressure on Georgia to beat anybody in the SEC. And someday, if you ever get your act together and your head out of your ass, someday the Tennessee will have that pressure again. But there's just pressure to be 500. There's pressure to win games you're supposed to win. There's pressure to not struggle against UMass like you did earlier this year at home. That's pressure. There's pressure to not go winless in the SEC. There's pressure to not lose to Vanderbilt. That's real pressure. And a lot of these coaches, so you're telling me I got to recruit against Florida. I don't have a lot of talent in state. I got guys who are leaving my state en masse to go to Georgia, to go to Florida, to go to Alabama, to go to Auburn. I mean, I get that there's a lot of money, but I got to go recruit this area here. Oh, yeah. Don't forget Clemson. Great. Sign me up. Greg Schiano is about the top of the list of what you could have realistically got. I hate to break it to you. 855-212-4CBS. So you get the Texas Bowl, you get the Insight Bowl, you get the International Bowl. That's what you got coming to you. Hey, you could always get a go. I mean, you got a boatload of money. You just can't find a coach worth anything to take it. And I think that we're finding some things that are pretty convenient and pretty hypocritical to go against. I'm not fighting and I'm not defending. If he really knew, then that's a one-way ticket to hell. If he really knew about child sex abuse and didn't do anything about it, well, that's a horrible thing and that's on him. And that is a one-way ticket to hell. But I think some people might have found some things out and decided, well, you know, I just can't stand the thought of having Greg Schiano as my coach. I can't stand the thought, maybe not even a Greg Schiano, but I can't stand the thought of having a coach that just really isn't the creme de la creme come to my school when I got all this money and all this great big history and this great big stadium. So I'm going to cling on to something because it's convenient, because who's going to defend somebody who defended that? I can't defend that. I can't attack hypocrisy.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.